out of, you know, more than 300 that are members of the IO group. So it's not the way that it goes for us. When we send out mail normally, like when we send out the log, we have to, not we, but whatever's going out, it goes out 50 at a clip. It takes forever, and if it was an emergency message, it would be a disaster. So we will be using Constant Contact specifically for the purpose of mailing, and we're not going to flood you with mail, but it will be instead of Jerry, for example, sending mail from WBTZX or from YMARC, etc. But this way, when we put the log up and hit a button, 300 and some odd members have their log. If we need to send out an email message of importance, for example, a meeting being canceled, it goes out instantly. And so we just want you to understand, it will come under the heading, I believe, of Club News. We'll verify that. But it will be Club News, so when you see that, you know it's an email coming from LiveMark. Okay, that is all that I have. Let's see. Let's check first for any late check-ins. Any calls on that has not checked in already?
This is WI2M, Whiskey India 2 Mike. No traffic.
Okay, WI2M recognizing somebody has a modem going. Okay. A summary of what we just discussed. With the eclipse coming up, it's interesting to find out how signals travel when the sun is blocked. You know, because we're so dependent on sunspots and a smooth atmosphere, etc. and so forth. So in any event, they're asking for as many people as possible to get involved, report back your HF signals, what you're able to do, what you found. The website for this is www.hamsci.org/eclipse. Again, www.hamsci.org/eclipse. And it would be nice as an operator to get involved and pass on as much information as possible. And we know that one of the schools that we work with on communication with the International Space Station, Freeport High School, is sending up some high-altitude balloons, which is pretty amazing. From the school, they're sending up a balloon about 80,000 feet. Should be drifting, I believe, be drifting out over the ocean, although at one point they said they might go up to Syracuse, to launch from there so as to not to lose the equipment on board. However, that's a high school doing it. And they want to see, again, what happens with the winds as the eclipse comes and goes. Okay, and a quick summary of the other news. The session this past Saturday, 2 techs, 1 general, 1 extra class. Thanks to the guys who went down for the tech tune-up, John, and for programming and whatever else was Charlie, K2AWX, and Peter, KC2ZBT. At the general meeting this Wednesday, no Zoom, starting 7 o'clock, pulled pork and whatever else we can put in there. And we'll be giving out ear pins to some of our members. And it's a social thing. Of course, we have business that we want to talk about, the normal business part of the meeting, but social, get to meet the members, tell us a little about stuff. And I think also, for some of our older members, maybe you share some of the LimeWalk experiences. So it should be good. We should have a lot of fun. And the food will be good, definitely. And finally, we'll be doing bulk mailing using... And it's, you know, it'll be similar to what we're doing. It's just that we press one button and our over 300 members have their mail instantly. And we'll be using Constant Contact, and it will come... probably from Club News, if that's what we decide. Okay. I'll take one final check for any late check-in, anyone that has not signed in already.
KD2FRU inquiry.
Yes, go ahead, George. What is the expected date and time for the eclipse?
April 8th. I'm not sure of the time that it hits us in this area, but that's why I would go to the website and they'll have all the information for you.
Okay, I got the date. Thank you.
Okay, and I did want to point out that we did have a problem with the repeater. We're not sure exactly why, but a fuse, a circuit breaker, had popped. And thanks to all the guys that work on these problems, Steve Druckman was able to get up there and get the switch back and check everything out. We did seem to have some receive problems earlier, but they seem to have cleared up. Maybe weather-related, water, who knows, I don't know. Anyway, it does seem to be pretty clear this evening, and thanks to our tech team that is always on top of everything and gets to things as quickly as we can, and just very much appreciated. Okay, this will be followed by the Limehawk Swapping Shop with George, KD2FYU, and this then will then be followed by Radio Newsline, 7-3 to all. Be safe out there. Hope to see you Wednesday night at the general meeting. This is K2KMB closing the net at 2059, 7-3 to all. George, it's all yours.
Thank you, Richie. Good evening. Welcome to the Limehawk Swapping Shop. This is George, KD2FYU, your net control. If at any time during the net you have emergency traffic, break in using the word emergency, and the net will be turned over to you to pass the traffic. This net meets every Monday night following the Limehawk InfoNet. The purpose of the net is to buy, sell, or trade ham radio equipment or related electronic equipment. This is a directed net, so all communication is to go through net control. If you have an item for listing or that you want, please indicate with traffic while you're checking in, and we'll come back to you after taking further check-ins. Try to give a price and give your contact information. If you have a want ad, it may be helpful to indicate what you're willing to pay or swap for it. This net is open to check-ins so that we can take any further swap and shop traffic. Would anybody like to check in?
WB2BEZ reporting.
Okay, we have a KC2FYJ. You're a little low, Harry, but I believe you said you had traffic. K0GIO, WB2BEZ, and the last station was all noise. Okay, I got KA2UTF and KD2ESY. This is KD2FIU with the Limehawk Swap and Shop. Would anybody else like to join?
K2KNB.
Okay, we have K2KNB with traffic, and somebody doubles with K2KNB. You want to come back, please?
November Golf 2 Sierra reporting.
And that was November Golf 2 Sierra. Would anybody else like to join?
Kilo 2 Lima Tango Uniform.
Kilo Echo 2 Charlie Quebec Yankee.
Okay, the last two stations going to have to repeat. The one ending Tango Uniform.
Kilo 2 Lima Tango Uniform.
That was Kilo 2 Lima Tango Uniform, and the other station, and I believe it was CKY.
Kilo Echo 2 Charlie Quebec Yankee. No traffic.
And K
CKE2CKY. Would anybody else like to join the Limark Swap and Shop? KG2RY, listening.
W2LVQ, no trouble.
KG2RY is joining, and a W station, come back.
Whiskey 2, Lima, Victor, Quebec.
And W2LVQ. Is there anybody else who would like to join the Limark Swap and Shop? Okay, this is KD2FYU. I'd like to hand it off to Harry, KC2FYJ. Go ahead.
Okay, George, this is just a note for you. The timing on the eclipse is where I'm going to be upstate New York is around 2:30. So I would look starting from around 1:30 to 3:30. Check the website for specifics, but it's in the early afternoon. That's all that I had. It was no slop and shot. This is KC2FYJ clear.
Thank you, Harry. That's very good. At least to put some hope into the fact that it is a perfect part of the day to be on the radio. I don't have to be planning to excuse myself from it. Thanks, Harry. KC2FYJ for joining with that traffic. This is KD2FYU. We have K2KNB with traffic. Go ahead, Rich.
Hi, George. We have a lot of, and this is K2KNB, as we're getting now into the warmer weather and things, people may be thinking of building some antennas. Just a reminder, we've got some is mine, some is club stuff. Cable, probably we could go almost up to 300 to 400 feet with one of the Belden cables, the one that's similar to the LMR-400. I think we have some RG-8U left, and we have a tower top. I think it's a Rhone 25 tower top, as I'm thinking there. That would probably be $25. But we have a lot of stuff to build antennas, and we have all the connectors, whether you want N connectors or PLC-59s or whatever. Put that along with the cable. We have some copper, probably 20-gauge, 22-gauge antenna wire in great length for any antenna that you want to build. I think we have a ZEP, an 80-meter ZEP antenna that would go for, I think it's a Comet, by the way, probably go for about $40. That's all brand new. And I think we have a Carolina Wyndham that would also go for maybe $40. So if you think antennas and you're thinking redoing some of your cabling, give me a call or email me, k2kmb@limark.org. Let me know what you need, and then pretty soon we're going to be able to put it together. And that's it. K2KMB, back to next.
Okay, Richie, thank you for bringing that in, because it's getting warmer, and it also, I was thinking about this yesterday on calling you for the reassembly of something. But Rich has got for us here tonight available cable, coax cable, maybe 300 to 400 feet of it. There is low loss 400 cable, the low loss type 400 by Belden. There's RG-8 cable that's available. There is a Rhone 25 tower top that's available, asking 25. Also, there are N connectors, PL-259 connectors. Just contact and ask for what you need. Available also if you want to make your own antenna. There is 20 and 22 gauge antenna wire available. There is a 80 meter ZEP wire antenna available that is new and asking 40 for that. There is a Carolina Wyndham that is available, asking 40 for that. And Rich, I want to come back with your information here, but what is the band for the Carolina Wind?
I'm sorry, George, what is the band for the Carolina Wind?
Yes.
It should be 10 through 80, I believe.
So that would make it 135 feet long at max, maybe 125 to 135?
Yeah, but I think that's also an off-center, isn't it, Carolina Wyndham?
Yes, it's a dipole. It would be coax-fed off-center, and if it covers 80 meters, it would be up to 135 feet long.
I believe that fits the description.
Excellent price for a good-sized antenna that is very versatile. Richie has for us the cables, the round tower top, the connectors, the antenna wire, the 80 meter ZEP, and the 10 through 80 Carolina Wyndham. Contact Richie at k2knb@lymark.org. Your contact again is k2knb@lymark.org. This is KD2FIU with the Lymark Swap and Shop. Is there anything else?
W2TE with info.
All right, W2TE, come on in. What's your inquiry?
Okay, if I'm not mistaken, the Carolina Wyndham is not coax fed. I think it's all wire. I think it's a wire feed, and it's still off center from the main antenna. And I don't think the main antenna is as long as 80 meters. I don't happen to remember all the data, but you might have to check the antenna books or something. It's an interesting antenna, and I really don't have no experience with it, but I remember reading about it somewhere in the antenna books or whatever. I think it's a wire up to another wire. Perhaps the total length approaches 80. I don't even think it's that. But at any rate, it's worth looking into. W2TE.
This is KD2FIU, and let me add this information. A Wyndham is a single wire antenna. Just a single wire with a single wire feed that is 14% on one side off center, and the other lead of the antenna is spiked to ground. A Carolina Wyndham is a dipole. A dipole that is two elements, and they are 17% off-center, fed with an unun and coax. So the Carolina Wyndham is actually a modification of Wyndham's single-wire antenna. It's different. And you can have Carolina Wyndhams 10 through 40 and 10 through 80, that being 66 feet and about 130 feet. Very, very effective antennas. And thank you for your input. This is KD2FIU with the Lymark Swap and Shop. Does anybody have anything else?
George, John, KD2AKS.
KD2AKS, come on in.
Just to throw more into the basket, I have a Carolina Wyndham. Mine is a offset, and it has wire lead. I think it's 300 ohm wire lead down to a balance.
Okay, so it's brought in balanced. You don't have the unun at the feed point of the antenna, and you can wire it that way also.
Confusing, right?
Well, that's if you want to feed it with balanced line. Remember, Carolina Wyndham is two elements, and they are 17% off-center at the feed point, whereas a Wyndham is a single wire that is tapped 14% off-center of the feed point. Those are the difference between the Wyndham, the original, and the Carolina Wyndham, which was adapted as a dipole. K2 KD2FYU with the Limark Swap and Shop. Thank you, John, for bringing that info in, because you can feed the Carolina Wyndham with a balanced line. Does anybody have anything else for the Limark Swap and Shop? Okay, I would like to thank KC2FYJ, K0GIO, WB2BEZ, KA2UTF, KD2ESY, K2KNB, NG2S, K2LTU, KE2CKY, KG2RY, W2LVQ, and W2TE for joining us tonight. This net will be followed by Amateur Radio Newsline. And thanks to everyone who's been listening. This is KD2FYU closing the net at 2116, Davin 3.
Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 2419, with a release date of Friday, March 8th, 2024, to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. Hams race against time to get medicine to an ailing train passenger, a new look at recharging batteries via infrared, and Amateur Radio Newsline presents a special tribute to Silent Key Bob Heil, K9 EID. All this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 2419 comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. And now reporting from Valparaiso, Indiana, here's Paul Brown, WD9GCO.
Our top story takes us to India, where hams assisted in a dramatic race against time and a railroad schedule to deliver medicine to an ailing passenger on a train. Jim Meechan, ZL2BHF, brings us that story.
Two hams in India raced against the clock and a fast-moving express train to provide medicine to an ailing passenger en route from Hyderabad this month. According to several reports in the local Indian media, the 35-year-old man had fallen ill and was being accompanied back home on the train by his brother when his condition worsened. His throat pain became severe and he began to cough up blood. Another passenger, who was a doctor, suggested a remedy that could help the man, but the train was not scheduled to stop until the next station. The ailing man's brother phoned their father, a social worker, who put an alert out on social media via WhatsApp. It was seen by Ambrish Nag Biswar, VU2JFA of the West Bengal Radio Club, who went on the air with an emergency call on behalf of the passenger. Sai Lickett, VU2TFN, a member of the Dolphin Amateur Radio Repeater Club, heard the call and responded, receiving the information he needed. He was able to locate the necessary remedy. He arrived at the station just in time to hand over the medicine during the train's five-minute stop. This is Jim Meechan, ZL2BHF.
Need to charge your batteries? Have you ever thought about transferring that power wirelessly?
Amateur Radio Newsline will continue in 20 seconds.
Well, a company in Israel is doing just that. And Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, tells us about it.
Technology developed 10 years ago in Israel to permit wireless transfer of power has begun showing up in some world markets. The over-the-air system uses infrared, sent from transmitters that transform electricity into infrared beams, which they then send to nearby devices that need their batteries recharged. Line of sight is necessary for transmission to be successful, and one transmitter signal can cover about 130 square meters of area. For it to work, each device needs to have receivers attached to convert the infrared signals back into electricity. The company, Y-Charge, has trademarked the far-field wireless technology under the name AirCord. It is designed to replace the traditional need to plug in devices using cords to recharge them. According to the company website, the technology is already in use in some countries in retail, commercial, and industrial sectors. Y-Charge states that AirCord sends narrow beams that focus only on the devices equipped with receivers and has been certified safe by the Food and Drug Administration and Underwriters Laboratories in the U.S. and by the International Electrotechnical Commission in the U.K. This is Kent Peterson, KC0DGY.
If you're planning to visit Australia anytime soon and want to get on the air, John Williams, VK4JJW, has some encouraging news to share.
Whether you're a U.S. technician class operator, a foundation license holder in the U.K., or a ham with entry-level privileges in certain other countries, the new class license arrangements in Australia now permit you to get on the air up to a maximum of 365 consecutive days. Visitors from a list of countries no longer need to make a separate application for a license. They need only append VK slash before their home call sign. The Australian Media and Communications Authority has posted a list of countries with currently recognised foreign license equivalents who may operate under Australian license rules. Visit the ACMA page at the address given in the text version of this newscast at arnewsline.org. The ACMA makes it clear, however, that hams seeking to relocate to Australia will still need to apply for a license in VK and receive a new VK home call. This is John Williams, VK4JJW.
Luxembourg has introduced a new license class for entry-level ops. Jeremy Boot, G4NJ.
Amateur radio newsline will continue in 20 seconds.
Introduced a new license class for entry-level ops. Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, tells us what happens next.
A third class of amateur radio license has been introduced by the Luxembourg Institute of Regulation to provide entry-level operators with access to selected bands. Known as the base level certificate, it permits operation on 2 meters, 70 centimeters, and 10 meters. Operators may use a maximum power of 25 watts PEP, and are limited to dipole-type antennas and quarter-wave vertical ground plane antennas. They must have no more than 2 radiating elements and a gain of less than 3 dBd. The license became available on the 26th of January, and first exams are to be offered this coming June. The regulator finalized the agreement in consultation with the Radiomateur du Luxembourg, whose education team had submitted the proposal last year. Base call signs will begin LX7. The Radiomateur du Luxembourg says on its Facebook page, quote, "With this new license class, the start with amateur radio now becomes simplified after just a short introductory course by our experienced radio amateurs and a brief exam at the regulatory authority. You can apply for a license and participate in amateur radio," unquote. The Luxembourg Amateur Radio Group said it hoped operators would eventually sit for the exams for the higher level novice and Herrick class. The base license exam syllabus follows the CPT/ECC 89 report. This is Jeremy Boots, G4NJH.
If you or your club or school have a project that helps further the mission of amateur radio for everyone, now is the time to consider a grant from Amateur Radio Digital Communications. Stephen Kinford, NAWB, explains what's available.
April 1st is the deadline to apply for grants from Amateur Radio Digital Communications for this year. The grants are distributed across three categories that are consistent with ARDC's mission. The first type of grant supports and grows ham radio by helping to fund emergency communication initiatives, licensing instruction, and repeater infrastructure. In another category, ARDC also supports education in schools directly, funding support and mentorship of STEAM programs at length.
Amateur radio newsline will continue in 20 seconds.
In schools directly, funding, support, and mentorship of STEAM programs that link to ham radio, digital communications, or wireless technology. Education grants also include support of scholarships. Finally, research and development projects such as the M17 Open Protocol Project and Tangerine SDR, two previous recipients, are given support to ensure ham radio has access to state-of-the-art technology. Any projects receiving an ARDC grant must be made available to the public, and in the case of software, must be open source. Visit the website ardc.net to read more about the grants and to find an application form. This is Stephen Kinford, N8WB.
Oceans separate us, but because of one amateur radio program, oceans have also been uniting us. 60 years ago, the first amateur radio islands on the air operators began calling CQ from remote ocean islands around the globe. That spirit of adventure is being celebrated this summer at Europe's largest amateur radio event. Ham Radio Friedrichshafen has chosen IOTA's 60th anniversary as the theme for its 47th amateur radio event taking place June 28th to the 30th on Lake Constance in southern Germany. In the words of the promoters, it's a celebration of 60 years of island on the air, technology meets adventure. Don't forget the Amateur Radio Newsline Haiku Challenge. If you're not too busy tuning your antennas or chasing the latest de-expedition, pick up a pencil and share your experience by sending an original haiku to us here at Newsline. Use the entry form on our website, arnewsline.org, and please follow the rules for writing your three-line haiku. Sorry, but we cannot accept any entries that aren't written in traditional haiku form. Time for you to identify your station. We are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie at 7:30 p.m. Melbourne, Australian time, on Wednesdays, or 8:30 UTC. NASA's Mars helicopter, known as Ingenuity, has officially been retired. Images sent late last month to NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory by Perseverance, the Mars rover, showed that an upper rotor blade had broken off.
Amateur radio newsline will continue in 20 seconds.
By Perseverance, the Mars rover, showed that an upper rotor blade had broken off, preventing additional takeoffs. After 3 years, however, the mission is nonetheless being called a success. It had been deployed to Mars to determine if controlled flight might be possible from the surface of the planet, and it proved it was. Those experiments were to include only 5 flights, not the 72 that it had completed by the time it became disabled. Do you want to be part of an on-air team that makes a difference? Consider signing up to call CQ for World Autism Awareness. Patrick Clark, KATAC, who will be one of those activating the W2 Alpha special event call sign, has this report.
From April 1st through the 7th, hams around the world will be on the air to educate people about what it means when someone is diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder, a developmental disability that affects all nationalities. The organizer, James Gallo, KB2 FMH, launched this week-long event last year with tremendous success and is hoping this year's group of volunteer operators will have an even greater impact. Those making contacts with the special event stations are directed to the W2A page on QRZ.com, where they can learn more about autism. To make the voice of awareness even stronger this year, organizers are looking for additional operators. If you want to be part of this important team, send an email to hamradioevents@gmail.com and in the subject line write AAW2024-I-Want-To-Help. This is Patrick Clark, KATAC.
In the world of DX, listen for Ian, G4SGX, operating from Jamaica, IOTA number NA097, with the call sign G4SGX/6Y through the 13th of March. He will be using CW on 80 through 10 meters. He will also be participating in the RSGV Commonwealth Contest on the 9th and 10th of March. See QRZ.com for QSL details. JASIC SP5APW is on the air as 9W2/SP5APW from Langkawi Island, IOTA number AS058, West Malaysia, through the 17th of March, using single sideband and FT8 in fox and hound mode. He will operate mainly on 6 meters. See QRZ.com for QSL details. The call sign TO5LA will be on the air from Mayotte Island, IOTA number AF027, by operators Ross 4Z5LA, Ruben 4Z5FI.
Amateur radio newsline will continue in 20 seconds.
Operators Ross, 4Z5LA, Ruben, 4Z5FI, and Slava, 4Z5MU. Listed on various bands, they will operate in various modes between the 28th of March and the 2nd of April. They will also participate in the CQ Worldwide WPX Single Sideband Contest, QSL via 4Z5FI. Be listening to Phil, VK7ID, who will be on Tasman Island on Saturday, the 9th of March at noon local time, or 0100 UTC, logging contacts for SOTA, POTA, and for VK Flora and Fauna. He will be inside Tasman National Park, which carries the designations of VKFF-0481, and, for Parks on the Air, VK-0535. The island's SOTA designation is VK7/SC055. Listen for him running 20 watts into a linked dipole. See QRZ.com for QSL information. We devote the rest of this week's newscast to remembering an innovator, a mentor, and a friend, a fellow ham. Bob Heil, K9 EID. Once in a while, a person comes into your life who inspires you and changes the course of your life. I'd like to personally thank Bob for being that person for me and for so many others. Among them was Academy Award-winning audio engineer Tomlinson Holman, creator of Lucasfilm's THX sound system. He told Newsline in an email that Bob gave him his early start in the industry by having him work on some of his first live sound consoles. From there, he said, he grew his business. Here's Don Wilbanks, AE5DW, with Amateur Radio Newsline's tribute to Bob.
On February 28th, at the age of 83, the worlds of amateur radio and music lost a giant. Robert G. Heil was born on October 5th, 1940, in St. Louis, Missouri. He grew up in nearby Marissa, Illinois. Bob was a gifted musician, performing on the theater organ at local restaurants at age 14. He became the house organist for the Wurlitzer Theater organ at the Fox Theater in St. Louis. Learning how to tune the thousands of pipes in the Wurlitzer taught Bob how to listen, mentally picking apart the discrete tones.
Amateur Radio Newsline will continue in 20 seconds.
Taught Bob how to listen, mentally picking apart the discrete tones and nuances that became the backbone of his future endeavors. These included early satellite dishes and home theaters. His teens were where he became a ham radio operator, earning the call K9EID. In his early 20s, Bob began designing and building theater organ installations and playing six nights a week. In 1966, he founded Ye Olde Music Shop in Marissa, later renamed Heil Sound. In 1970, one fateful phone call led to Bob and Heil Sound creating an innovative sound system for the Grateful Dead, after the band's sound engineer had been arrested in New Orleans. Bob finished the tour, which led to a new career, creating the de facto modern rock concert sound with such bands as The Who, James Gang, Jeff Beck, ZZ Top, and many more. It was with the James Gang that he met his lifelong friend and fellow ham, Joe Walsh. In 1973, Bob invented the TalkBox, a device which transfers the sound of a guitar via a tube to the artist's mouth, where the sound is shaped much like it shapes the human voice. Joe Walsh was given the first one. Later, Peter Frampton began using it. Richie Sambora of Bon Jovi and countless others still use the Heil TalkBox. In the 1980s, as musical tastes began changing and many of the artists he toured with came off the road, Bob gravitated back to ham radio. He was not happy with the sound of the modern radios at that time, calling the sound mushy with no articulation. Heil Sound entered the ham radio market, creating lines of headsets and microphone elements. The famous HC series was born. The worlds of pro audio and ham radio came together in 2006 when Joe Walsh suggested that Heil Sound should develop concert microphones. A full line of vocal, drum, and instrument mics came from that idea. The PR-35 and PR-37 have been the choice for top entertainers like Charlie Daniels, Carrie Underwood, and many more. The PR-30 and PR-40 studio mics are very popular in the broadcasting and podcasting arena. Speaking of podcasting, podcaster Leo Laporte won a PR-40 at a podcast convention. He was so impressed with the microphone that he invited Bob to his studio in California to be a guest on his show, Triangulation. Triangulation Episode 8 can still be...
Amateur Radio Newsline will continue in 20 seconds.
On his show, Triangulation. Triangulation Episode 8 can still be seen and heard via twit.tv. Bob sat in to talk about his life in audio. The online chat room was full of ham radio call signs, leading Laporte to insist that Bob do a ham radio program on Leo's network, Twit, for This Week in Technology. Ham Nation, Episode 1, debuted May 25th, 2011, with Joe Walsh performing the theme music and as the show's first guest. Ham Nation is still on the air, now on the Ham Radio Crash Course YouTube channel. Bob continued to host Ham Nation on the Twit network until the COVID pandemic forced changes at Twit, leading to the cancellation of several programs due to a drastic drop in advertiser revenue. As Ham Nation transitioned to YouTube, Bob transitioned to appearing as a guest at hundreds of club meetings and presenting his audio demonstrations via Skype and Zoom. Sadly, Bob lost a year-long battle with cancer on February 28th. He passed surrounded by his family. Many of his musician friends left their memories via social media. Peter Frampton wrote, "I am so sorry to hear of the loss of my friend for so many years. Bob Heil, a musician, inventor, ham radio expert, Heil Sound and Microphones. He gave me a very important present mid-70s, the Heil Talk Box. Can never thank Bob enough. Rest in power, my friend." Joe Walsh, who had visited Bob recently, wrote, "So what do you got that doesn't work? I can hear Bob Heil's voice in the back of my mind. An amazing musician, especially behind the wheel of a pipe organ at your favorite old movie house. A mad scientist, a ham radio aficionado and evangelist, a tireless problem solver, a mentor to me and a guide on my guitar journey. Bob was our wizard in the Midwest. He was also my friend for more than 50 years. So, what do you got that doesn't work? Well, I don't think my phone is working because you're not picking up. Rest in peace, man. I love you and miss you already. Sending love to Sarah and to the world of audio heads you leave behind. My phone must be acting up as well, Joe. Farewell, Bob Heil, K9EID. See you a bit farther on up the band. I'm Don Wilbanks, AE5DW.
For more remembrances from Newsline staff members, please be sure to visit our website and click the extra button.
Amateur Radio Newsline will continue in 20 seconds.
Members, please be sure to visit our website and click the extra button. With thanks to ACMA, ARDC, Autism Awareness, Amateur Radio Daily, AMSAT, CQ Magazine, David Behar, K7DB, DX World, FCC, Forbes, 425 DX News, Funk Amateur Magazine, Jerusalem Post, NASA, OZ Soda Groups, shortwaveradio.de, Space News, Telangana Today, Times of India, and you, our listeners. That's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. We remind our listeners that Amateur Radio Newsline is an all-volunteer nonprofit organization that incurs expenses for its continued operation. If you wish to support us, please visit our website at arnewsline.org and know that we appreciate you all. We also remind our listeners that if you like our newscast, please leave us a 5-star rating wherever you subscribe to us. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Paul Brown, WD9GCO, in Valparaiso, Indiana, saying 73. As always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2024. All rights reserved.
This concludes Amateur Radio Newsline. The frequency is available for use.
KD2FRU, this is KD2CQY.
Listening.
This is KD2CQY, this is Brendan. I was on the Limark Swappage Shop earlier this afternoon.
or this evening, and noticed, I believe my call sign was recorded with a second K in it. Instead of CQY, it was CKY. I just wanted to find out if I needed to correct that. I'm a relatively new ham.
This is KE2FIU, Foxtrot India Uniform. KE2CQY, come on back. This is George, KE2FIU.
Hi, George. This is KE2CQY, Brendan.
Yes, Brendan, the person that answered you was not me. KE2FIU, that's Foxtrot India Uniform. I was running the net. Hey, and don't hesitate to correct your call sign. We can go through it as many times as I screw up. So, whatever it is, you know, I believe there was noise on your call there when you were coming in. Glad to have you. Anytime. And if it doesn't come through clearly, or if I made a mistake, please don't hesitate until we get it right. Back to you, Brendan.
Thanks, George. I really appreciate it. I just got my license a couple of weeks ago, and I'm still getting used to it. If that happens during a net, should I just key up, or how does that work? I'm nervous jumping into the middle of a net when I haven't been called out.
Yeah, well, the best time would be is when I'm coming back, feeding back the calls that came in, and registering whether they had traffic. And when I say, would anybody else like to join and just come and go correction, that would be the best time, because I'll always keep coming back until asking if anybody else would come in until it gets silent. So don't hesitate to say correction.
Thank you, George. Appreciate that. And can I ask how I'm coming across right now? Am I coming in clear?
Now, you're a bit noisy. I don't know what the conditions are as far as the wind is tonight. It's still very windy, which will affect the VHF signals. However, you're a bit noisy, and you were noisy coming into the net. So, and like I said, if I got it wrong, when I re-announce going around asking for more call signs or just jump in with the word correction and until we get it right, whether it's conditions, equipment, or my ears. So, Brendan, back to you.
I understand. Thank you very much for the help. I really appreciate it, George. And I guess I'll say 7-3, have a good night, and I'll be clear on your final. Thanks again. Back to you.
That's it. And by the way, congratulations. Welcome aboard to Ham Radio, 73KD2FIU.
Thanks very much, KE2CQY.
KD2FIU clear.
W2VL repeater. W2L repeater.
W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. This is the W2VL repeater. Good morning. The time is 5 o'clock a.m. W2VL repeater. W2L repeater. W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Another station out there? This is Joe. Steve, over to you, then you can send it to the other station.
Okay, Joe. Good morning. Yeah, I just turned the radio on and realized I hadn't turned the volume up loud enough. I was hearing noise in the background. Who else was in here?
KE2AWX. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, Charlie.
All right, Charlie. You got Joe and then you got Steve. Yes, good morning. I'm starting my second week of retirement and ask me if I missed work. Over to you, Steve. I give it to Charlie.
Yeah, good morning, Charlie. I probably know the answer to that. But just since I know it wasn't an entirely rhetorical question, how are you enjoying your retirement?
Oh, it's great. Over to you, Charlie.
Good morning, Steve. Good morning, Joe. Yeah, I got a long while before I could start thinking about retirement. I'm just on my way into work here on Queens Boulevard. Over to Steve.
Yeah, I got about another...
Yeah, wait a second.
A little less than an hour before I'm in, I guess. Anyway, at least traffic is reasonable so far.
Of course, it depends on what you mean by reasonable. A long hour reasonable is not necessarily great. Yeah, I was going to put in another year, and then my company came up with a package, and I said, I think I'll take it. And, you know, it's funny. I don't know how I ever worked. I still don't have enough time for all the stuff I want to do. Charlie, over to you.
Yeah, luckily traffic's not too terrible this morning. Instead of being an hour and 40 minutes, it was only an hour and 20. I'm still only about 20 minutes out from being able to park and finish off my coffee and relax. Over to Steve.
Yeah, actually, it's a little bit... I think, well, it originally said it was an hour, and it probably went up to about an hour and 10 minutes after I started driving, but I'm just coming up to Glen Cove Road now, and sometimes it backs up all the way to the previous exit. This time it's not, so, or at least not yet.
Even before I retired, I was working from home since 2020, I guess, whenever the pandemic really started. So, yeah, I'd sit here in the morning with my coffee, listening to the traffic on the expressway and all the other roads, and go, boy, I don't miss that. And that's actually what made me decide to retire a little earlier. Besides offering a package, they said at the same time they started to want to drag us into the office again, days a week. And then everybody, I think, kind of had a feeling that it was going to go from 2 to 3 to 4 to 5. And I was like, nope. I don't know, they're going to have a rebellion there.